Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. And this video is marking the 60th anniversary of Indira Priyadarshini Gandhi becoming Prime Minister of India. To date, the only woman to hold that office, though two women have been president, including the present president, Draupadi Murmu. So yeah, it was on this date in 1966 when she first ascended to that office. And remember, of course, she's part of the Congress Party, so she was the second dynast to be prime minister, because of course her father Jawaharlal Nehru, he'd been prime minister. He died in 1964, succeeded by Lal Bahadur Shastri. He died in office. Her father, he's the only prime minister of India. Sorry, he was not the only. He died. Okay, the second one died as well in office. Lal Bahadur Shastri, a veteran of the Congress Party. His name literally is Red Brave Teacher. Anyway, so I'm perhaps not going into too much of her background, but, you know, a privileged family, father being a barrister, highly educated family. Remember, most Indians were illiterate until the mid-20th century. But so she went to school in Switzerland and the United Kingdom, badminton school, and where the sport was invented, and Somerville College, Oxford. So her father was absolutely not an Anglophobe. They wanted independence for India. Now, she dropped out of Oxford, so she never took a degree. People say, although she's doing PPE, people said her Latin wasn't good enough, but I thought that wasn't part of it. I mean, there was, as responsions, there was the entrance test was in Latin and ancient Greek until the 1960s, but I think not the actual degree. So that was her. She's more the British Labour Party when she was there. She was involved in the Congress Party since she was a little child. I remember reading a biography of Nehru. What was it, Freedom at Midnight? Saying, and then when the policeman came to distrain her goods, the goods for non-payment of fines, she would pound them with her tiny fists as a toddler. So in and out of jail in the 1940s, she married a Parsi who'd taken the name Gandhi in honor of Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, but it wasn't related to him. So she got married at their family house in Allahabad, India. I've been there during the Second World War, and the service written out in English. I don't know if they did it all in English, but they're worried that somehow they might be arrested in the middle of that. But she had two sons. Did she even bury one of them in jail? Raji the first in 1944 and Sanjay the second in 1946. She and her husband were estranged and lived separately. He died a relatively young man, about 1960. He'd been at the London School of Economics before the Second World War. But anyway, she was elected Member of Parliament. Was it for Rai Bareilly, I think? And then there was the Second Indo-Pakistan War. And then the Soviet Union significantly mediated. So I remember that the parley took place at Toshkent. I remember reading about this when I was 19, and I knew it was somewhere in Central Asia. I didn't even know which country. It was not till sort of 2011 I really began to know the geography of Central Asia. As to the capital of Uzbekistan, Toshkent, meaning stone city. And they just inked the agreement, ending the war and all the rest of it. And then he suddenly died in the Soviet Union. I can't remember what it was of. And I remember meeting Leyburn Callaghan, Callan of India, the Irish consul in Mumbai, long dead. And he claimed something about the autopsy wasn't revealed or something like that. And did he have, was there foul play? Was he assassinated? But who would want to murder Lal Bahadur Shastri? The Pakistanis had been their enemy just beforehand. But wouldn't that open the war again that they wanted to end? Lahore had almost been taken. Was it the Soviets? Why? He was fairly friendly with them. I'm not sure, the United States, I think he was too cozy with the Soviets. Was it a rival within the Congress Party? I mean, qui bono was Indira Gandhi, but I don't know if any evidence to suggest that's the case. Anyway, she was appointed Prime Minister, serving on to 1977. The extent people were saying Indira is India, when East Pakistan rebelled, and then she'd been training the Mukti Bahini, these Bangladeshi independence fighters. And when Pakistan bombed India, she'd had to take in hundreds of thousands of Bangladeshi refugees because of Pakistani genocide. That's when she fought the Third Indo-Pakistan War, which was a resounding victory. And Bangladesh became an independent country. Courted relations with them greatly weakened Pakistan, which lost the majority of its population. Before then, India had a 4-1 advantage over Pakistan. Then they had an 8-1 advantage. And there was just no way Pakistan could ever achieve population parity, all the rest of it. But then the oil shock hit her. It turned out that she'd used some electricity she shouldn't for an election around the early 70s. She lost her seat. Then there was the emergency. So she ruled by decree. And some people saying it was a dictatorship, suspended habeas corpus, censoring the press, banning trades unions, and so on. So, you know, some people like George Fernandez, the trades union leader, said, don't obey orders of an illegitimate president, but the Supreme Court was on her side. And crucially, the army chiefs obeyed her orders. So that was her. So then she was out, lost the 1977 election. And there was that Janata Dal, this coalition against her, which quickly fell apart. She was swept back into office. Who'd been Charan Singh, and I can't remember the other guy, the two prime ministers from 1977 to 1980. Congress won in victory, and that was it. But that's when the Sikh insurrection began in the Punjab, and eventually she was forced to take military action, Operation Blue Star, against the Hari Mandir, where some of the Sikh militants were hiding out. She'd been warned not to have Sikh men and her bodyguard, but she said, no, I trust these men implicitly. I don't discriminate against any religion. But she was shot dead then in October 1984. And my earliest memories listening to BBC Radio in the Garden, beep, 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 this is London. Lilla Bolero, that 17th century Irish tune, and saying, you know, that she'd been shot dead at Safdarjung Road, rushed to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, but she succumbed very quickly if she wasn't dead on arrival. That was it. Cremated very soon. And her son, Rajiv Gandhi, had ended politics earlier. He was, I think, in West Bengal. He heard the news. He flew back and he was sworn as president that night by Zail Singh, a Sikh himself. Okay, won't tell the whole story of his president, so prime ministership. Obviously, he's assassinated in 1991, leader of the opposition, when he looked like about to come back into government. But that was her son, Sanjay, been killed in an air crash a few years earlier. He had tried to get through the sterilization program to stop the population explosion, quite unpopular. So he married, he had two children. And so Rajiv had a son and a daughter with Sonia Maino, that Italian woman who became an Indian citizen, later leader of the Congress Party. But so Motilal Nehru, Indira's grandfather, he'd been leader of the Congress Party. So she's the third dynast in that sense. Her son Rajiv, the fourth dynast in terms of leaders of the party. And currently Rahul Gandhi, the fifth dynast, the fifth generation, and actually the sixth individual to hold that office, because his mother was as well. So extraordinary. But, you know, the Congress Party is not in great shape now that it is the second biggest party in India. So she was a woman of determination, of intelligence, speaking flawless English and French and so forth. Perhaps too convinced of her own rectitude. And she roughly overlapped with Margaret Thatcher. She even given advice to Maggie Thatcher, even though Mrs. Gandhi was a leftist, had cordial relations with the Soviet Union. She heavily criticized the American intervention of Vietnam. Indeed, she took away privy purses and titles from the princes in 1971. I saw a letter that she wrote to Mayo College, a school for princes, saying, well, this benefited a microscopically small section of the population and it can't be regretted. Now we've got to move forward and so on. So she was a scintillating character. And yeah, no other. Now, her father was prime minister for how long? For 17 years. And she was prime minister for NOC for 15 years. I think the second longest serving prime minister in history. A deeply interesting and impactful figure. And if you look at how long she ruled her, she led her party for about 18 years. And she just said not long before her death that she was happy to lay down her life in the service of the nation. Well, I don't agree with everything that she did. I'm glad that she stood up against like a Republican terrorist that we suffer from in Ireland, said Congress will not be part of this minute of silence for that foul skunk, Bobby Sands. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.